Unit 1. Key text. One city, different worlds. Britain has always been a land of haves and have-nots. And nowhere can you see this more clearly than in our cities, where prosperous, well-to-do neighbourhoods exist alongside run-down, crime-ridden housing estates. A recent government survey reveals that Bradford too fits this pattern. While the north of the city is flourishing, the south is struggling with joblessness, slum housing and soaring crime rates. Our reporter, Theresa Mills, takes a look at the staggering differences in the lifestyles of Bradford citizens. A. Kirby Lane, Romblds.
Paul Spencer Jacobs, 46, a senior lecturer at the University of Bradford, and his wife Sue, 43, a physiotherapist, moved into their three-storey, four-bedroom house 15 years ago. Similar properties in the area are now worth over €1 million. They have two daughters, Rose, 15, and Flora, 12. Sue says,
"We bought the house because we loved the garden. And it has to be said, the house is also a lot more spacious than our old place, a cramped two-bedroom terrace. I even have a room in which to run my own practice. Of course, there was a fair amount of work to be done when we moved in. The first night of rain, we woke up to find the roof was leaking and our front garden had turned into a lake because of blocked drains. The estate agent said this was a property with potential. What that means is that we've had to renovate the entire place. We've had double glazing fitted, we've wallpapered all the bedrooms and retiled the bathroom. The kitchen looked like a medieval dungeon, and sounded like one too, if you tried turning on the water. You could hear the taps squeaking and the plumbing groaning all over the house. The old sink and cooker were so old an antique dealer in town actually bought them off us. We used the money to fit the space out with new cupboards and appliances. In terms of neighbours, I feel we've really landed on our feet. The people in this street are all professional couples with families like our own. I remember when we first arrived how welcoming everyone was, bringing us homemade cakes, bottles of wine and such. We'd been living in London where people tend to ignore their neighbours, so we were quite taken aback by all the hospitality. Our closest neighbours play golf, so Paul and I decided to take up the game. It might also have something to do with the fact that there's an excellent golf course nearby. We're good friends with four or five couples, and we organise barbecues and various get-togethers in the summer. Last summer we went for a picnic on the moors. The countryside around Bradford is really stunning. I'm not saying there aren't drawbacks. We thought about moving a few years ago because we weren't happy with a girls' school. Paul and I didn't think the standards were very high. In the end, we managed to get them a place at a private school, and we're now much happier with their progress.